From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio. Radio. Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters. Walters.
In hundreds of cities, plus one, another new station today to welcome to Armed American Radio's National Monster Cast. How the heck are you? You heard me mention it last week, but, you know, things got all mixed up and stuff, and I was getting a bunch of emails from some folks. I couldn't hear you, So I'm trying to fix that today for you anyway. That's New York, Long Island News. No, Long Island News Radio, 103.9, welcoming you again. That's Long Island's only FM news stadium. Station. Isn't that great? Long Island, Nassau, Suffolk area, booming out all over there, just north of the city on the island. It's wonderful. Lots of fans up there, and a lot of you were writing me last week. So big shout-out to all of you in New York. We had a great program for you last week. We got a great program for you this week. A couple of my guests hail from that area. We'll go there in just a moment. But always fun to welcome new big stations, especially big stations like that. It's always fun to have you guys on the air. What a week it has been, huh? Wouldn't it have been something else? Man, oh, man. Hold on a second. First things first from the safest radio studio in America. Signs. No gun signs? They're worthless, aren't they? They are worthless. There's a sign on this studio door that says no food or drink. Hold on one second. That was water, not iced coffee or a sugar-free Red Bull. Should you be fans of the daytime show, you know I say that just about every program. But that's just more proof positive that signs don't work. Because I walked right past that sign. That was just water. And I've never been in a studio anywhere in the country, by the way, that has that sign. They all have that sign, but I've never been past one that you couldn't bring in your water or your coffee or something. So I just want to point that out, that signs are worthless. No gun signs are worthless. You know why? Because criminals don't pay attention to the law. Criminals don't pay attention to signs, and you need to know that. Gun-free zones or killing zones, don't ever forget that. Please never, ever, ever forget that. Gun-free zones are killing zones. All right, my guest lineup today is a big one. It's huge. And it's got to be today because this is technically the end of the year. I want you to think about this. It really didn't dawn on me until earlier in the week, last week, maybe later in the week last week, depending on how you want to phrase that, that this would be the last live program of 2017. How and why? We've got two more weeks to go, right? No, next show is Christmas Eve. The show after that is New Year's Eve. Staff is going to be taking time off at both studios. And like you, going to spend time with their families. That's rare. That's never happened. Not that I can recall. I don't think we've had those holidays fall on Sundays over the last number of years. So this will be the last live. Now, we're going to talk about probably, I'm going to give you new content, probably just tape it for you in advance. But like you, we're going to spend time with our families as well on these two big holidays. And that gives me an opportunity today to kind of reflect back on 2017. And we'll do that with my first guest in just a moment. But I want to throw something out at you here. I want to let you know that you don't want to miss my first broadcast of 2018. First live broadcast of 2018. They're all live. Been live for nearly 10 years now. Never missed a show. I don't consider a holiday missing a show. It's a holiday. Hope you give me a break there. But 2018, first show of 2018, first show in January, I want you to listen because I'm going to have a conversation with you as family. And that's what you are, family. And I want to let you know about some things that have been going on in my life, and I want you to learn from it, and I want you to benefit from it. And it's not going to be easy for me to tell you these things. They're deeply personal. But I want you to tune in on that show, and I want you to listen, because it's an education for all of us. It's been a real education for me and for my family, and I want to give that to you. I want you to benefit from it as well and learn from it, because sometimes real life gets in the way of real life, doesn't it? And real life came home to my family, and I want to have that conversation with you. I've been wrestling with how and when to do that, but I think the first of the year is a perfect time to do that. Now, reflecting back, let's go to my first guest, the great Alan Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Alan, great to have you here. Thanks for being here, as usual, as always. Can I start by reading an email that I got today? Would that be okay?
It's your show, so I guess it's okay.
Okay. Hey, first of all, say hello to your friends and fam out there in New York. You hail from Bayside, right? Out on the island or just out?
Yeah.
Isn't that on the island?
It's on Queens, but Queens, a lot of people don't realize that Queens is on Long Island. And so, yeah, if I'm familiar with the station that just picked you up, it's a powerhouse on Long Island.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, you know, you're home, and I love that. And we did that last week, too, but we didn't know. So here we are again, and I'm loving it. All right, I got this email earlier. It says, "Hi, Mark. Great show, and blessings on you for all of your Second Amendment work. I was catching up on your Daily Defense broadcast, and one of your late November broadcasts mentioned to donate what you can to the Second Amendment Foundation, a great organization. Can you follow up on that with a request to also donate via smile.amazon.com? I've been donating this way for over a year, and the amount that Amazon sends to SAF adds up fast. This is great for 2A work, Second Amendment work, for the Second Amendment Foundation, and a way to jab a stick in Jeff Bezos' eye, such that it is. Bless you, my brother. Keep up the great work. Brian Arrington, Shoreline, Washington, out in your neck of the woods out there on the West Coast." Alan, we can do this? How does that work? Tell everybody.
People can donate to the foundation by going to Amazon Smile, but to be honest about it, Amazon Smile, like, they don't really want to say what they pay, but the percentage that they give is a small percent, and you can name your charity you want it to go to. However, SAF has a better program with Amazon as an affinity partner that we've had for years prior to them ever having Smile that pays us a whole lot larger percentage than Amazon Smile does. Amazing percentages, actually. And the way you do that is you have to go to the SAF website, saf.org, and go to Amazon and click the Amazon link through the SAF website. And what happens is when you do that, it registers it that it's coming from SAF directly, and we get a significantly higher percentage, sometimes somewhere in the neighborhood of 6 to 12% higher. So six to 12 times higher than what they normally give. So go to saf.org and look for the Amazon link to support the Second Amendment Foundation and make your order clicking through that button. And when you do that, we get a significantly high percentage of the purchase.
Well, hey, Brian, you're hopefully listening today. If not, you're catching up on a podcast and picking it up later. But I got to tell you, that's great information. First of all, thank you very much for the email. Appreciate it very much. If you want to chime in like Brian did, mark@armedamericanradio.org, I would love to hear from you. If you're up on the island and you're tuned in and I'm filling your prescription for freedom for the first time, by all means, reach out to me by email today as they come in and I get a chance. Maybe I'll spit some of these out to my guests because we've got a great lineup for you. I am on the site, saf.org, as I often am, and there is the Amazon link. You can't miss it. Just scroll down a half a page and boom, there it is. So, Brian, thanks for the email, and Alan, thanks for letting us know that we can still donate through Amazon and actually get you even more because the Second Amendment Foundation, and this number is important, Alan, is responsible for what percentage of the pro-gun court cases in the country in our favor? What's that number? It's huge.
Well, it's not really court cases. It's what we like to talk about is Second Amendment case law that we've made by winning cases in the courts. And about 80% of all the Second Amendment rights case law that exists in the courts to protect our rights was made by the Second Amendment Foundation and our attorneys.
That's huge. That's absolutely huge. So SAF.org, you want to be a part of it. You can become a life member like I am for $150. And believe me, it is worth every penny, absolutely every penny. Okay, Alan, the rest of the program with you today, we've got about 2 minutes left in this segment. So let's set this up and start the conversation. I picked what I believe to be the top five issues for gun owners, concealed carry permit holders, and freedom lovers in general, because that's what gun owners are. But those of us who carry concealed firearms or are even considering it. And the five that I came up with, I want to get your comments on, and I'll read them to you in order. But first for me was Trump's inauguration, number one. Number two was Neil Gorsuch and his nomination to the Supreme Court and his subsequent swearing in. Number three was CCW reciprocity getting out of the House, moving finally since it was introduced back on January 3rd. Number four was Wren versus D.C., and number five was Las Vegas, but I tied it with the Social Security, Obama's, the dismantling of Obama's Social Security gun ban. Now, I just was told that we're getting ready to take a break, so I was off on my clock a little bit. So let me take it to the break with that, Alan. I'll read those one more time, then we come back. Let's kind of let's pick those apart and see how you feel about those. Number one, Trump's inauguration. Number two, Neil Gorsuch's confirmation to the Supreme Court. Number three, the CCW reciprocity bill that moved out of the House, now awaiting movement in the Senate. Hopefully Mitch McConnell gets off his duff and does something about that. Then number four, Wren v. D.C. We'll explain it to you if you don't know what it is. Number five, Las Vegas, and tied that with Social Security, dismantling by Trump. Back with Alan Gottlieb right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine. Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Indeed you are. Welcome back to the safest radio studio in all of the land, New York, Long Island, 103.9. Great to have you here with us today. Gun owners, I want you to be able to say with 100% confidence that your family and your home are safe. What if you are forced to pull the trigger? Do you know what to do? Do you know exactly what to say when the police arrive? Because guess what? They're going to arrive. Somebody's going to call them. If it isn't you, it's going to be somebody else. These are very important things that every responsible gun owner absolutely must know. You're going to find all of the answers in the USCCA's Complete Firearms and Family Defense Guide. But you're about to miss your chance to get it completely free. The 164-page guide and the free audiobook. I voiced the audio for this thing, and it's fantastic. I learned a lot reading the thing for you, but it's a book. It's free. It's 164 pages, plus you get my audio for it. But you'll learn how, things like how to detect attackers before they can even see you. The safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant. I use it every time I'm in a restaurant. I learn from this stuff. How to responsibly store, and if you own a gun, how to responsibly store it, even if you have little kids, and a whole bunch more. But they're only offering this to you, my listeners, for just a few more days. If you want your free copy, you must hurry. If you act fast, you'll even get a bonus gun buying checklist free. Simply head over to armedandresponsible.com right now and get yours before it's gone. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Please go get it. Please, don't fear if you're a gun owner, you're even thinking about it. This information's vital. All right, the top five, my top five anyway, most important stories for gun owners this year. And I start off, I don't think there's any argument here. January 20th, 2017, 9 a.m. Pacific time, 12 o'clock East Coast time. Donald Trump was inaugurated as our president. And that was a huge victory for gun owners. Alan Gottlieb, where would you rank that? It's got to be on your list, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely there. Everything else on my list almost couldn't have happened if that didn't happen. So I guess that's a reason to put it there. Because again, you know, you're on your list after that came Neil Gorsuch, U.S. Supreme Court. If Donald Trump wasn't inaugurated, he couldn't have nominated Gorsuch for the court and he couldn't have been confirmed. So I guess you could start there.
Would Merrick Garland have been would that have been what we had on the court, or would Hillary have done something different? What do you think? Clearly, it wouldn't have been a conservative and we'd be in a whole different ballgame right now.
Well, Merrick Garland was the nominee for Obama that the Republicans didn't confirm that they wanted to fill Scalia's seat with. He's not pro-gun, so the bottom line is on that issue, you know, while Obama claimed he was a moderate, he was not a moderate on gun rights.
Right.
So that would have been flipped the court 5-4 the other way. And, of course, if Hillary Clinton came in, I don't know if she would have renominated him or picked somebody even worse. But no matter what, for gun owners, it would have been a zero.
Yeah, it would have been a disaster for us. It would have been an utter disaster for us. Okay, of course, Neil Gorsuch was number two. That in and of itself is huge because we maintain that 5-4 majority. And we're going to see some other changes in the court over the rest of Trump's first term as well. Number three, I put the CCW reciprocity moving through, finally getting out of the House. And I focus that because this program is based on gun owners, individuals who carry firearms. Where would you put that, or would you even put that on your top five?
Oh, it would definitely be there, but I think along with Gorsuch, I think I would just add to that, we're now coming very close to having 20 pro-gun judges confirmed to the courts, including Gorsuch, the Supreme Court, but the Court of Appeals as well as the district courts. 20 pro-gun judges, and by the end of the year, we should just cross that, be a little, you know, maybe hair over 20. That is monumental. That's more pro-gun judges in a first year of a presidential presidency appointed to the courts than we've ever had. And that's something that's going to help impact a lot of the Second Amendment Foundation court cases coming down the line in the future. And so, quite frankly, I put that up there with Gorsuch. It's not just Gorsuch, but it's almost 20.
Yeah, absolutely. I would agree 100%. That should be right there alongside Gorsuch. I don't know that I would even separate it because they go hand in hand.
But yes.
As we know, that they go right there together. So this is, you're right, monumental. There's really no other way to describe this, I think, for gun owners and what it means. But, you know, interestingly and kind of sadly, Alan, these are things we never really hear about. The news never talks about it. Nobody knows who the judges are. They sneak through. Every once in a while, you get a little blurb that McConnell's moving so-and-so, and so many judges were finally confirmed, you know, and moved on through the Senate. This is a big, big deal. I can't use the word that Joe Biden used, but that's I would rank it right up there. Okay,
before you go any further, I totally agree with you, and you're right, it doesn't make a whole lot of news. But some people, like, you know, some of us watch it very closely. The Second Amendment Foundation has our Judicial Accountability Project, where we've been monitoring all these judges and checking their records before they come up for their confirmation votes to make sure, in fact, that they are pro-gun. And so we've been monitoring this very, very closely all year. It's actually cost us a significant amount of dollars and research and stuff to do this. But it obviously is very important to gun owners, because we don't want any anti-gunners slipping through on these court nominations.
And this is how you counter, ladies and gentlemen, the Every Town for Gun Safeties and Bloomberg's Millions are the judges. And this is very, very important stuff. And you can find out more. Again, join the SAF, Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. Lifetime membership, $150. Get the plaque like I got. All right. Wren v. D.C. I put up there as number four. I thought that was a big case because simply it had been going on for so long. And, of course, we're talking about the nation's capital. Where would you put Wren v. D.C.? And quickly describe it to new listeners for us.
Well, it's way up there. You know, it actually, you know, you could argue it could be at the top of the list because it's actually settled law now and means something for us. Wren versus D.C. was the Second Amendment Foundation's lawsuit that overturned the so-called good cause statute in Washington, D.C. to be able to get a permit to carry. We had a case prior to that we knocked out the ban on carry in Washington, D.C. without Palmer versus D.C. D.C. came back and put a law in that made it next to impossible to get the permit after we beat them. And so we went back to court, and we won it all the way through the U.S. Court of Appeals, and D.C. decided not to take it to the Supreme Court because they were worried about setting a national precedent, which would have knocked out bad laws in, like, New York, New Jersey, Maryland, California, and a couple other states. And so they chose not to risk it and not appeal. And so, but we right now, that's the major case we have on right to carry. It says you don't have to have good cause. It's a constitutional right, and if you apply for your permit, you should get it.
And, you know, that's a case that we kind of – that's a double-edged sword. For the Wren D.C. case was a double-edged sword. We would have liked to have seen the Supreme Court take that case, or Peruta, for example, in California, which they didn't take, and then, of course, ran on the heels of that later. It would have been nice to have that, and the Supreme Court finally address this. Good cause. It's so important to those of you in New Jersey, California, New York, and other blue states, quite frankly, that you got to deal with this. But we're going to see more about that later. I'm pretty confident. Okay, Alan, I went to Vegas, and I went to Social Security, and I put Vegas on the list simply because it awakened the beast again. And I'm talking about Bloomberg and another pledge of another $25 million and millions of dollars. We're getting ready to take a break. I've got Rob Pincus coming up, but can I hold you through the break for just a moment? Would that be okay?
Yes.
I want to get your commentary on this and the Social Security, and then find out from you what you think I should have put on that list. And then we'll let you go and bring Rob Pincus in. Armed American Radio, MonsterCast from the safest radio studio in all of America, is going to be coming back with just a huge lineup for you. One of the nation's, one of the world's foremost self-defense experts and trainers, Mr. Rob Pincus, co-author on my book, Together, Lessons from Unarmed America, will be here. Then A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News in Hour 2. And then I'll tell you all about the roundtable later on in the hour, what we've got coming up for you in Hour 3. But it's a great one. Armed American Radio's MonsterCast continues right after this. Don't go away.
Attention gun owners, can you say with 100% confidence that your family and home are safe? What if you're forced to pull the trigger? Do you know exactly what to say when the police arrive? Look, these are important things every responsible gun owner needs to know. And you'll find all the answers in the USCCA's Complete Firearms and Family Defense Guide. But you're about to miss your chance to get yours completely free. In your 164-page guide and free audiobook, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, the safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant, how to responsibly own and store a gun even if you have little kids, and more. But they're only offering this to my listeners for a few more days. If you want your free copy, you must hurry. If you act fast, you'll even get a bonus gun buying checklist. Simply head over to armedandresponsible.com right now to get yours before it's gone. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. For the 164-page guide and free audiobook, armedandresponsible.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do?
What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
All right, welcome back to Armed American Radio, the Monster Cast. Great to have you with me today. Lots to cover with you. Big lineup for the rest of the show. Hour three, I told you, hour two, AWR Hawkins is coming up. The next part of this hour, to wrap up this show, we'll have Rob Pincus, one of the world's foremost personal defense experts and trainers, self-defense experts and trainers. Then we've got Mike Pawarski from Arms Room, hailing from Long Island. He will be here along with Alexander Rubian from Northern Jersey. All kinds of stuff going on in Jersey. And Alex has got his finger on the pulse. He's busting judges who have permits that won't give anybody else permits. It's just so fun to watch this guy operate. And then, of course, Neil McCabe from BigLeaguePolitics.com. BigLeaguePolitics.com. He's going to jump in the roundtable with us also. But we're going to wrap up quickly with Mr. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. You can join us because I'm a lifetime member. I say that. I love it proudly. SAF.org. Please join us and help us fight back against Bloomberg's big fat billion-dollar wallet. Alan, welcome back. My fifth on the list, number one was Trump inauguration, two, Neil Gorsuch confirmation, three, CCW reciprocity, four, the Ren v. D.C. case. Now I wrap it up with Las Vegas, and I tied it with the unraveling, if you will, by Trump of Obama's attempted Social Security gun ban. And if you would explain both of those, well, you don't have to explain this, the Vegas shooting, but the Social Security gun ban would be great, because you had a hand in that too. And then tell me what maybe I missed or should have put on the list.
Well, I would leave Las Vegas itself sort of off, but the executive order by Trump getting rid of the Social Security gun ban, so to speak, for people in Social Security who weren't managing their own financial affairs, being put into the NICS database and denied the right to be able to purchase or own a firearm, is highly important. But I also combined that, Mark, with other executive orders that Trump has signed, protecting gun rights as well. So he basically negated a number of Obama anti-gun rulings and things going on in the federal government that were really important. So I sort of agree with you. I would not put it under the Las Vegas banner at all.
Okay, yeah. So I tied the two of them. I thought Vegas was important enough to include simply because, you know, the whole bump stock thing came out of that. That hullabaloo blew up in everybody's faces. You got a whole bunch of people that had never heard of it before now calling for bans again. And that picked up a whole bunch of life, but it certainly makes sense. I really didn't want to go with that one, but I felt that I kind of had to. Alan, thank you, man, so much for everything that you do. Thank you for staying with us through the break. SAF.org, that's the great Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, and the CCRKBA, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. Thanks, Alan. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
All right, we'll be talking to Alan again next week, no doubt about it. We didn't even get to talk with him about his trip to San Diego and Seuss, but that just gives us more to talk about with Alan on subsequent shows. It's going to be great to do. We've got tons and tons and tons of material to go over, and just never enough time. Let me switch over here quickly to Rob Pincus, famed trainer, and I'm very proud to be able to call him a great friend. If he's a great friend of mine, that means he's a great friend of yours. Rob, welcome to the show, brother.
Great to be here, man. How are you doing this weekend?
I'm doing good. I'm doing great. You know, I got to thinking about you a lot over the weekend. I'm looking at some new guns, you know, and every time I look at new guns, you cross my mind, would this fit the bill? Would Rob Pincus approve of this? And I'll just tell you right now, I'm looking at the new Glock 19 Gen 5. What are your thoughts?
I don't know what it does that the Gen 3 doesn't do at least as well, if not more efficiently. And I kind of felt the same way about the Gen 4. You know, if you're not left-handed. If you were for some reason inclined to want a gun that is ambidextrous, which some left-handed, especially people new to guns that are left-handed, think they need ambidextrous controls, they really don't. We have lots of left-handed instructors and experts all over the world that can show them very efficiently how to run a gun that's set up in the traditional way. But other than that, I think they overcomplicated the gun with the ambidextrous controls. And the magwell isn't much of a magwell except for, you know, in the marketing copy. I'm just not excited about it.
Yeah, well, you're talking about the magwell, just to let you know, listener, Rob, they beveled the magwell out. There's a little cut notch down there, insertion. You know, does it matter? I don't know. It remains to be seen. But I'm just going to be honest with you. You know, Rob, you know I love my Glock 17. It's my go-to gun. It's my wore-out pair of jeans, right? I love that thing. And I just kind of wanted to get the new one. Is that such a bad thing?
Well, as a gun collector, it's not a bad thing. As someone who's going to, you know, potentially I know you well enough to know you're going to want to carry it, you're going to want to show it off,
oh, yeah,
you're going to want to go train with it. I say go get, you know, I just wrote a blog about this, actually, I think I posted it yesterday morning. Go get another Gen 3, you know, they still sell them. Go get the standard Glock that has served so many for so long so well. And if there's something about that particular grip angle that doesn't work for you, or the grip size or something, then maybe Glock isn't the thing for you. You know, there are plenty of guns out there. I highly recommend the XD. I highly recommend the Smith & Wesson M&P be equally considered with the Glock. And chances are, you know, a lot of us, like myself, in the 90s, I switched to Glock because it was the best option in that realm of polymer guns, right? And from modern striker-fired polymer guns, well, there are potentially better options for a lot of people out there on the market today. And maybe they just haven't put their hands around an M&P. Maybe they haven't put their hands around one of the XD Mod 2s, and they don't know that those guns might fit them better and they might shoot them a lot better, even though they're used to Glock. So from the gun collector side, I get it. You know, I've been talking a lot about that Springfield 6-inch 10mm PRP 1911. I mean,
no practical value
whatsoever, but it's neat, you know?
Yeah, you know, sometimes neat. Sometimes neat's great to put in the safe, bro. Sometimes neat is great to have in the gun safe.
Exactly. I think a lot of people miss. I was going to say, a lot of people get confused in, you know, they'll say, well, I have this Glock and I love it. I'm thinking about getting another gun. What do you think of the M&P? Because I want to put a gun, you know, staged in my workplace or in the living room. I already got one staged in the bedroom. And I have to remind them, you know, if you really want it for defense, you should have two Glocks or three Glocks or five Glocks, not five different guns. And sometimes we've got to make that hard choice. Are we adding something to the collection, or are we really adding to our list of defensive tools we own?
Yeah, we're adding to the collection. And let's be real. Let's be real. You're only going to carry, for the most part, you're only going to carry one gun. And if it's a gun that you're proficient with, and you know I'm proficient with my 17, I carry it religiously. Now, here's a great question for you. The frame of the 19, just, you know, Glock's interchangeable with every holster. You can go right up the line. They'll all fit the same holsters. The frames are the same. The 19's the same as the 17. It'll fit it. What do I need to know differently carrying that 19 versus the 17 if I'm going to switch to the 19? Or if I'm going to interchange them and carry the 17 from time to time and maybe the 19 from time to time? What do I need to know differently?
You know, if you keep the triggers the same, which I obviously recommend you stick with a stock trigger, and the magazine releases are the same and the sights are the same, you really have nothing to worry about. You put the same aftermarket sights on each one, you're going to be able to shoot that 17 a little bit faster. Most people are, as much because of the length of the slide and the weight out in front of the hand as because of the full-size grip. 17 to 19, not that big a deal. You start getting down into the 26, the subcompact size, and that's really when most people really start to see a change. Some people will do like I did when I was still carrying a Glock and take that 19 size frame and cut it down to a 26 length grip. And you'll use the 26 magazines as their carry mags because it's a lot easier to conceal for some people, particularly me. I'm kind of scrawny. So for me, it's easier to conceal a subcompact grip than it is to do the full size 17, certainly, and even that mid-size 19. So the main thing is just understanding that it's going to feel a little different in terms of your rapid follow-up shots. That first shot and coming out of the holster for the 19 and the 17 are going to be practically the same.
All right, training regimen is going to be pretty much the same, essentially.
Yep, yeah,
fair,
for sure.
Is that a fair statement with those two? But you're absolutely correct. You drop down to the 26, or some of you carry the 27, the 40. That's a whole different beast. You're talking about a whole different beast. And I do want to point out, too, the guns that you mentioned, the Springfield XD, the Smith & Wesson, those are all great firearms. I've owned them all, still have one of them. It doesn't really matter. I'm not, you know, I've got the M&Ps. I love the Smith & Wesson M&Ps. They're fantastic firearms. Okay, I've got a SIG P320. Love that gun, too. Love all my guns, just like you should love all your guns. Rob, when we come back from the break, there was an accidental gun range shooting. Accidental shooting. It's what it was down in Texas about 5 days ago. It was 5 days ago already? Is that when it was?
It doesn't seem that long ago, but I bet it was, yeah.
Yeah, it's been about 5 days. I want to talk with you about that. But before I do, I want to give you an experience I had with my wife, who you know well, on the range, and we'll lead it into the conversation because there are some things you can do if you're at a range and you notice some certain things you need to speak up. That might not have been able, we've not been able to do that in this particular case, but I want you to pay careful attention. Safety, key. Safety is key. Back with Rob Pincus.
Attention gun owners. Can you say with 100% confidence that your family and home are safe? What if you're forced to pull the trigger? Do you know exactly what to say when the police arrive? Look, these are important things every responsible gun owner needs to know. And you'll find all the answers in the USCCA's Complete Firearms and Family Defense Guide. But you're about to miss your chance to get yours completely free. In your 164-page guide and free audiobook, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, the safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant, how to responsibly own and store a gun even if you have little kids, and more. But they're only offering this to my listeners for a few more days. If you want your free copy, you must hurry. If you act fast, you'll even get a bonus gun buying checklist. Simply head over to armedandresponsible.com right now to get yours before it's gone. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. For the 164-page guide and free audiobook, armedandresponsible.com.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom from no doubt the safest radio station in all the land. I can promise you that. That much I can definitely promise you. I want you to head over to, if you would please, to armedandresponsible.com. Pick up the 164-page concealed carry guide from all of our great friends over at the United States Concealed Carry Association. This is important information. It's 164 pages. I see emails from you that are still coming in from the last time I was sending you over there to get this thing. It is wildly popular. Thousands of you have picked it up. Please head over to armedandresponsible.com, grab it, learn where to sit in restaurants, learn how to detect attackers, how to store your firearm safely, be a responsible gun owner, do the right things, know what to say when the cops get there, understand what you're up against. Can you pull the trigger? Am I in a position where I can pull the trigger? What's going to happen if I do? You need to know these things, and you need to think about these things if you carry a sidearm. It's extremely important. Armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Let's go back to Rob Pincus. Rob, I'm going to tell you just a very, very brief, quick story. I was with my wife, who you know well, at a shooting range not long ago. And in the stall next to me, we were in lane number two. In the stall or lane next to us in the first one was a young kid with what appeared to be either his girlfriend or his wife. And they were firing off a bunch of AR-15s, pistols, and so forth, which in that particular range had no place. It really bugs me that the owner let them go in at those times anyway, but that's a whole different ballgame. It was okay. They were shooting the AR-15s. And I noticed the young girl take the AR-15 and then turn it sideways, pointing the muzzle right at my chest, my wife's chest, and everybody else down the damn line before setting the gun down, of which I was having none of, went over and made comments to it, made sure to tell the owner. They were kicked off the range. It wasn't the first time that it had happened. The point that I'm trying to make here is that this is the kind of activity that gets people killed. And I don't want to be that person, and I don't want to walk back to load a magazine and hear a gunshot and look over and see somebody that I love fall to the ground, or anybody fall to the ground. What happened in Houston reminds me that anytime I hear about one of these shootings like this at a range, an accidental shooting at a range or a negligent shooting, whatever the case, whatever you want to call it, I think about that. Rob, take it from there. Tell us about range safety, please.
First thing I would encourage everybody to do is after they get done with the show tonight in a couple hours, head over to icetraining.info and read the blog article that I wrote and take a look at the safety resources blog. There's actually two of them. One is directly my thoughts, and one is a resources blog that I did where people can go and see what a lot of other people are saying along these lines. You know, there was an event that happened in the early 2000s. Two students at a very well-known instructor's course at a very well-known facility were practicing, quote-unquote, in their hotel room after the class, and one shot the other one and killed him, killed his friend that he came to that class with. And they were doing things that I'm sure were not advocated by that instructor or by that facility. But in the aftermath of that accident, this was the time that I was running Valhalla Training Center, also, you know, well-regarded national facility. And I was concerned that the rhetoric that was coming out after that incident, negligence, accident, mistake, whatever you want to call it, was simply, well, if they would have followed the rules, that wouldn't have happened. If they would have followed the rules, you know, capital T, capital H, capital E, the rules, that wouldn't have happened. And what I realized is that that's pretty much all we say every time one of these things happens. And, you know, I challenge people to maybe consider for a minute that something could have been done during that class, during an educational event, or that something could now be done in the aftermath that would have prevented that mistake from happening or would prevent future mistakes, other than just simply saying they should have followed the rules. You know, and fundamentally, one of the problems with the rules is I'm sure 90%+ of the people listening to this show that are gun people think they know what I'm talking about when I say the rules. But chances are, if we interviewed them separately, we'd get about 20 different variations, and some of them would be using 3 the rules, some of them would be using 4 the rules, depending on where they learned them and who they learned them from. And I think this vernacular that we use, where we try to write off every mistake, every tragedy, in this case down in Houston, you know, father of triplets dead less than a month before Christmas, 2 weeks before Christmas, because some other guy was negligent, we can't just simply say, well, he should have followed the rules. Because guess what? That hasn't worked. And it hasn't worked for a long time. 40 years, people have been pounding the table screaming about the rules every time there's one of these mistakes, or worrying about the semantics of accident versus negligence. And I noticed that, I don't know if you did it on purpose, just to get the Facebook comments riled up, but you said accident a couple times, and nothing pisses right. The internet off more than to call it accident when they want it to be called negligence, right?
Negligence,
and I think
exactly.
The problem here is that rhetoric. We need to get beyond any set of rules, especially ones that are full of always or never, which can't be followed. You know, the rules, as most people know them, cannot be followed as responsible, practical gun owners. Treat every gun as if it's always loaded. Well, you can't do that. You have to unload it to show it to someone. You have to unload it to disassemble it. You have to keep your finger off the trigger until you're ready to shoot. Well, in a range setting, that makes sense. But when you're going to disassemble a Glock, we were just talking about Glocks in the last segment, you have to put your finger on the trigger, and you're certainly not ready to shoot, right? So some of the dogmatic, cult-like ways that we just repeat this rhetoric of the rules, that's really what I have been on a kind of a crusade to change over the last decade. We use a different set of rules that are much more subjective. We talk about generally safe directions whenever possible, for example, in the rules that we use through IC training, through the CFS program. You know, we've certified hundreds of instructors. We have what I think is a stellar track record of safety. I don't want to jinx it, but I've been at this for a long time, and I'm proud of my safety record. I'm proud of my instructor's safety record, and I'm proud of my student's safety record using a set of guidelines and principles and rules that really address safety as a concept. And that concept is pretty simple. Balance risk and benefit, and do it as a critical thinking human being. If I trust you with a potentially lethal tool, then I need to trust you beyond a set of spoon-fed, you know, third grade, don't run with the scissors kind of rules. We need to be promoting critical thinking, and we need to be promoting safety as a concept. And when these things happen, we need to be asking why, far beyond the rhetoric of, well, if you'd kept it pointed in a safe direction, or if you'd have treated it like it was loaded. It was a guy doing maintenance on a gun. My guess is he probably did think the gun was unloaded. And if he didn't think the gun was loaded, my guess is he probably thought the gun was pointed in a safe direction. Obviously, he was wrong. We need to figure out why and try to educate gun owners and non-gun owners so that it doesn't happen again and again and again and again.
Yeah, sadly, it's going to. A couple things that get to me, Tommy. We're going to run out of time, and I hate when that happens, so I'll move quickly. But treat all guns as if they're always loaded. That's rule number one. Number two, never let the muzzle cover or point at anything that you're not willing to destroy. Number three, keep your finger off the trigger, sights off the target until you've made the decision to shoot. Okay? Number four, be sure of your target and what is behind it. It's that simple. Those are the rules that Rob was talking about. Rob, I've seen some crazy, stupid stuff on a range. I've seen a guy take a firearm and put the muzzle underneath his chin and hold it with both hands and then outstretch it up in the air and straight up and then out to shoot before I had to stop him. It never ceases to amaze me. But the one that always gets me, too, is make sure and check three and four times that the ammo is out of the room and in a separate room as if somehow the ammo is just going to jump in the gun. Just drives me crazy. Concept is what Rob is talking about. Think of safety as a concept. Rob, thank you, brother, for everything that you do. Look forward to bringing you back in 2018. Can't believe it, man, but it's going to be 2018. Good heavens. I remember thinking, man, I can't believe it's going to be 2000. Rob Pincus, ICE, Personal Defense Network. Look him up. You'll find him. Thank you, Rob, for everything that you do. When we come back, I'm going to be talking with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News, Armed American Radio's political analyst. We just bring his voice to everything he writes all week, and believe me, everything he writes translates well to the radio program. Don't miss it. Until we meet in the next hour, remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would have ever been caught in a club-free zone. Don't you do it in today's day and age. We'll be back after this with AWR Hawkins.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.